first this morning on Mid Morning Magazine, a very timely topic. Cell phones are everywhere, as we all know. But it's time to take a little bit closer look at the health hazards that they pose. Paul Fitzgerald, as I said, is a home radiation consultant and has dedicated over 10 years of researching and providing solutions to the dangerous effects that cell phones radiation poses to our environment, our kids, and even us. Recent scientific studies and tests show that just 2 hours of exposure to high-frequency electromagnetic fields, such as the ones that you're exposed to every time you turn on your cell phone, can lead to permanent DNA damage in the brain and sex cells. Yet, while the World Health Organization warns children to limit their cell phone use to less than 1 hour a day, Disney licensing its characters to Sprint so that the two corporations can market wireless service for 8 to 12-year-olds. Now, while Paul is founder of a research center for wireless technology, he's a graduate of New Jersey Institute for Technology. He's a home radiation consultant. And Paul distributes headsets and cell phones that neutralize the radiation from cell phones. And he is also author of Cell Phone Friend or Enemy. With that, I say, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking to you all the way from Hawaii. How is the weather there compared to the hot and sticky weather here in Iowa?
It's always nice. It gets hot out here, but luckily we're surrounded by ocean almost everywhere you look. So we can just run out there and jump in, and it's probably the cleanest oceans I've ever seen.
Yeah, there's water, the type of water, I mean, you can see all the way down to the bottom, that's for sure. What takes you to Hawaii, Paul, just on a little bit of R&R or business trip?
Well, to stop off, I was actually in the Philippines just recently where I was working on promoting this research that I've been doing. And one of the interesting things when I was in the Philippines is I noticed even in the most remote places where I would see caribou, cows, I'd look up and there were cell phone towers all the way on the other side of the planet. There's nowhere untouched now by cell phone radiation. It's something that's coming into our atmosphere each and every day now. We're being bombarded by it.
Just unbelievable, that's for sure. Well, Paul, how did you get involved in this interesting line of work in the first place?
Well, what happened was about 15 years ago, I had a friend. He was a taxi driver, actually. And what happened is one side of his head started to swell. And we all were kind of perplexed looking at him. And he wasn't sure what the problem was. And I had said to him, you know, have you ever thought about your cell phone? He had the cell phone they called the brick. When it first came out, it weighed 2 pounds, cost $2,000.
Wow.
It had a half-hour lifespan before you had to charge it again. And he used this cell phone for over 10 years, and he ended up coming down with something called an acoustic neuroma. It's a benign tumor of the inner eardrum. It's not fatal, but you can lose your hearing, and they have to go in there, and they have to incision it out, and it's not pleasant, and it can cause many problems. So that was how I first started to delve into my research.
So, Paul, did they actually determine that his problem was actually caused by the use of the cell phone?
They didn't actually. At that time, it's even less research was done. And the correlation even now, recently, Johnny Cochran, he died of a brain tumor on the same side that he used his cell phone. And his neurosurgeon at Cedars-Sinai said he directly attributed his use of the cell phone to his tumor that he died from. His was a more severe tumor. So that was. Now people are starting, doctors, more scientists, they're starting to correlate and link it together with the cell phone use.
Okay.
The one study that I show, that I refer to a lot that many people don't know about it, in 1993 on Larry King, there was a Dave Reynard. And Dave Reynard was brought on the show because his wife had also died of a tumor the same size and shape as a cell phone antenna. What happened... This is one of the larger studies done on cell phone radiation. There was over $28 million pulled together by the cell phone industry because there were only 15 million cell phone users at the time in 1993, and they said we have to prove that cell phones are safe, and that's why they hired Dr. George Carlo. 5 years later, what they showed, $28 million later, everything was going fine, and all of a sudden his research started to show double-strand DNA breakage, blood-brain barrier breaches, micronuclei formation. In short, these are all strong, strong precursors to cancer. And he wrote a book also, I'm sure you haven't heard about it. That book's called Invisible Hazards of the Wireless Age. Very worth taking a look at. And then they basically said, your funding's done. And he said, yes. He said, well, you have a nice day, Dr. George Carlo. The research was stopped, and they basically kept that information from getting out. Luckily, he wrote the book.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness for that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it only did so good. You know, how much have you heard about it and the rest of the population? A very small amount.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to share some information this morning that is really going to surprise and astound people, especially, you know, everybody in the cell phone these days. So let's talk a little bit about, okay, Jeff using 2 minutes on a cell phone daily. What can that actually do to one's brain, Paul?
Well, that's where I move over to Leif Salford at the University of Lund. Dr. Leif Salford showed, he's been studying the blood-brain barrier for over 20 years. The blood-brain barrier is our protective mechanism that keeps out toxins, free radical damage. It keeps out dangerous proteins. Once the blood-brain barrier is passed, we have real problems. And he showed only 2 minutes of cell phone radiation opens up the blood-brain barrier, allowing all the dangerous proteins and toxins to go through and leave us defenseless against that. And that's something that, well, 2 minutes on a cell phone, I think one of the statistics I read is an average child uses a cell phone over 2,600 minutes per month now.
Yeah, you know, it brings up an interesting point. About 3 weeks ago, Paul, I was on vacation and took my oldest son, his wife, and the two grandchildren. And the granddaughter had a cell phone so she could, you know, talk to her other friends and stuff while she was on vacation. And I couldn't believe the amount of time that she actually spent on the cell phone. I mean, she would spend maybe up to an hour talking to somebody on the cell phone.
Exactly. We've become addicted to our cell phones. 15 years ago, we didn't have this ability to bring our cell phones. See, another study that's a great one, in 1997, and these studies, a majority of them are coming from the U.S. People don't realize these studies are in the U.S. You can find them. Dr. Om Gandhi showed at the University of Utah radiation penetration within the head of a 5-year-old, 10-year-old, and an adult. He showed a 5-year-old the radiation would penetrate 75% more than an adult. And this has been around since 1997. And with children talking over an hour on the phone and putting the phone under their pillow when they go to sleep and wanting not to miss a call. And it's what's going to happen in our newest generations who are growing up with their cell phone is where we're really going to get the correlations between cell phones linked to cancer and DNA damage. And this is where we're going to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Sure. You bet. Paul, each day, you know, we see literally hundreds of motorists using cell phones. Many of them, of course, are without headsets in order to make driving safer. But there are headsets that are available that folks can use. Are those headsets for cell phones, are they really considered safe to use, Paul?
Well, one thing they consider, first of all, the headset from a cell phone, it's a wire. And a wire can conduct electricity. It can attract ambient electromagnetic fields. I actually have a video on my website at danger911.com. That video shows people standing underneath high-tension power lines with long fluorescent lights in their hands that we use in an office building, and they light them up without having them plugged in. There's about 15 or 16 people. It's a two-minute movie. You can watch it. And it shows the same thing happens with a wire headset. Ambient electricity, ambient EMFs travel through the air and are attracted to your headsets along with running up the cell phone. The cell phone transmits the EMFs up the wire. So the problem is now you're being exposed with your cell phone in your hand and in your ear.
Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Let's give listeners, Paul, some symptoms that may indicate overexposure to cell phone radiation.
Well, some of the most alarming to take care of. People I've worked with, headaches, number one. If you're receiving any type of headaches, you need to take action immediately, and the number one thing is to stop talking on your cell phone and cut down your minutes. But anything from tiredness, forgetfulness, see, it mimics. You can have numbness. I've had people with numbness in the hands. They're doing correlations between different skin problems now. They proved that blood sugar actually increases in certain studies. It goes on and on between short-term memory loss. As we go on, we're going to have more and more concrete studies, but a lot of them mimic things like hypoglycemia or high blood pressure. So the symptoms go on and on, but it's how to differentiate what they're coming from is the big issue.
Okay. Well, before we run completely out of time, I do want to ask you this question. I think it's a very important question. Do you believe that there is a cover-up by the telecommunications industry on the use of cell phones? They don't want the consumer to know about this information?
Well, actually, on my website, danger911.com, there's information where you can do in-depth research. But we're at the point where this industry has grown so fast and so quickly that if the telecommunication comes out and says, these are dangerous for your health now, they will be sued beyond belief and they'll all go on business. They'll be out of... And so they cannot come out, even with the research studies that they know are out there and they've done themselves, and say these are dangerous. So it's a double-edged sword for them. So they're not going to come... in short, go into your local cell phone company and ask. There's one cell phone company that when you go in and you sign the contract, you sign away your right to sue them. Now, it begins with a V. I don't know about saying names on radio, but basically, they'll tell you, the sales rep will say, you sign away your right to sue our company when you do that. So that's just a little food for thought. Why would they be doing that if they weren't worried?
Sure. Well, before we run completely out of time, let's give the listeners information on how they can obtain a copy of your latest book and also your website.
Okay, the website is danger911.com, where you can find also the AirTube headsets we were talking about that are a replacement for the headsets that aren't safe, and that would be danger911.com. And thank you for having me, Michael.
Sure, you bet. One more quick question, Paul. How can we educate our kids about cell phone safety?
We could start by being an example. If you take a look at parents, how we walk around with their cell phones in the car, in the stores, every free moment we have, we're talking on our cell phones as if we're emergency room doctors. It's time to take a step back and take a look at what we're doing and what kind of example we're setting, and take that cell phone planet and minimize it a little bit, or a lot of it.
Okay. Paul, hey, listen, we want to thank you so much for joining us, taking some time from your busy schedule to join us on Mid-Morning Magazine, and you have a great day today.
You too. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr.
You bet. Mm-hmm. You bet. All right, that will conclude